Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour with Dr. Mystery and Donna Lee.
Welcome back to the Armour Men's Health Hour. I'm Dr. Mystery, your host, here with my co-host, Donna Lee.
Hello. Thank you for mentioning me.
Hello. And then we're here joined by my new life mentor.
He's the man.
Ray Solano. You know, if
awesome.
You really should have done a video podcast, because if people saw how you look at 62, I'm certain that they would just flock to you in every single way.
They always want to know my special formula, and I say, oh.
I'll really sell it to you.
Really, it's called genetics.
Now that we've got some unique formulas that, you know, when you start diving into it, there are some things that slow the aging process.
Uh-huh.
That everybody really wants to know. And we come up with some very unique nasal sprays that regenerate neurons in the brain.
Did you bring
that
samples?
That are natural substances. When mm-hmm. you combine them together, they're prescription. But there are some very effective formulations out there. And people should just say, well, just because it's not made by a big pharmaceutical company, it must not work.
Not everything works for everybody. Exploration on your own of things that might work for you. I've got a great story of a patient who was going through chemotherapy for lymphoma, a chemotherapy, and he committed himself in the beginning that he was going to fight through this and be able to work out every day and come out stronger. And he decided that he was going to do goat's milk. And he bought 3 goats, and his grandchildren milked those goats every day, and he drank a gallon of goat's milk every day. And whether it was the goat's milk or his strong will and desire to get through this,
the placebo.
That guy looked better, had more muscle mass at the end of chemotherapy than he did at the beginning. And I thought it was a wonderful example of how he found something that worked for him. Maybe it doesn't work for everyone.
The whole milk has lots of good fats in it. And fortunately, when you have to pasteurize it, you rearrange those enzymes. And what we're finding is, especially where the cows, whether they were grass-fed or where they're all the glyphosate, whether they're sprayed, whatever, it gets concentrated in the milk. And then when you pasteurize it, you rearrange the enzymes. And this is the reason why many of these people have milk intolerances, because it's been denatured, so to speak, in a factor. But many of the good qualities are gone. But you know, casein is the active ingredient in milk. But many times the goat's milk is a lot easier to digest. And now I'm sure if he had the goats, he didn't pasteurize the milk. Way we've done it for some thousands of years, and as long as it's a healthy goat or a healthy cow, and you get an amazing positive benefits from these ingredients. And again, how many chemo patients are using that quality of protein taking it? No, many of the chemo facilities and infusion centers have huge bowls of candy. My mother-in-law used to tell me that her oncologist told her, well, they can just eat whatever they want, eat the candy, and get the ice cream to keep the calories on.
You know, you brought up the issue of a milk allergy. I'd love your thoughts on it. We have so many urologic conditions, whether they be urinary urgency and frequency. On some degrees, I think the inflammation that leads to cancer. We have kidney stone disease. And then a number of patients that come in with like functional bowel problems. And we do a lot of food allergy testing here, because if you're allergic to something and you're eating it all the time, it's going to make you sick.
Well, you know, it starts in the stomach, like bowel. Unfortunately, there are not a lot of prescription medications that you can buy off the shelf to fix the conditions you just mentioned. And unfortunately, you got to take a different approach to it. And like you said, the food allergies or some of the foods that you just can't tolerate. Many times there's grains that people can't tolerate. And many times it's gluten that they become irritated and they become sensitive to gluten. Maybe they're definitely not celiac, but it makes it worse. And so they have to start peeling back these items and go back to maybe almost the way a caveman would eat, you know, with lots of vegetables and fresh meats and proteins to try to eliminate these. I want just a vegetarian diet for a period of time, but huge amounts of what we're finding is prebiotics. Not just probiotics we're finding, is prebiotics.
What's the difference?
The prebiotics are like fertilizers. They're not as an activity that help the body's own probiotics grow and populate. Inulin, some of the resistant starches are prebiotics and very, very effective. And so what they do is what your body's own trillions and trillions of bacteria to repopulate. Unfortunately, in this country, in our Western world, we have so much antibiotics mm-hmm. that it takes years for them to restore that flora. So it's why we have so many bowel problems in this country. And I think it's important to go back to the basics, is to repopulate that with good prebiotics and probiotics to large quantities, and foods that help improve that. Unfortunately, sugar, alcohol, many of these prescription drugs kill the good bacteria. And so, you know what's even worse? Is the Zantac and the
acid reducers. Acid reducers.
So I wonder why we have all these problems. I mean, they were only made to be used for 14 days at mm-hmm. a time for ulcers. So unfortunately, 4 years is not the same. And guess what? Your stomachs and bowels are all intolerant to whatever the smallest little infection that comes up.
I've come across so many wellness experts, physicians, nutritionists, pharmacists, health coaches, and they all say the same thing. Good health starts in the gut. And I cannot emphasize that enough to our listeners and to the patients that come to us. That's why we have a clinical nutritionist in our staff, even though we're a urology office.
I don't know of any other practices that have that offering.
And I don't know how you can't, you know. How do you tell people to lose weight if you don't have these resources in your office? Now, we're very fortunate that we've decided to commit to that in our office, but just because it's not offered where you're at, I would encourage all of our listeners to remember that having a good nutrition, it's not diets, right? It's nutrition. As part of your disease process and how you're dealing with it is critical, because your gut health really says a lot about your overall health.
There's no question about it. And many people don't realize that cancer, okay, it's unfortunate, you don't catch it like a virus. I mean, those cells, we make cancer cells all the time, replicate and get killed off by natural killer cells. But you can have a strong immune system to have that balance. And it starts 20 years behind.
Right, right, right.
It just didn't happen yesterday. So this is the reason why an integrative urology practice like what you have here is so important to be able to get those warning signs. Because no, you don't want people to have cancer, of course.
Of course.
But you want people to think about prevention. So having someone to be able to go to, say, oh, by the way, is this what I'm doing connected to my getting up every night and peeing four times a night?
Right.
And take a pill for that, mm-hmm. you need to fix the problem.
That's right. And so we try to find what is the source of the problem. And even when patients are already diagnosed with cancer, I don't feel that it's too late. We try to at that point institute sugar restriction, anti-inflammatory supplements, and kind of look for things that are causing inflammation in their body. I subscribe to the inflammatory model of cancer development.
It's huge, and people just need to understand. Maybe if they're drinking that case of beer and that six-pack of sodas before halftime, you might want to think, mm-hmm. you know what?
Change it to goat's milk?
It may be something.
That's a good name. Maybe, indeed.
Bring the goat in and do it yourself.
There you go.
But there are some common sense approaches, and you can still have fun with it, too.
Absolutely. Ray, I can't begin to tell you how much I've enjoyed our time together. I feel like if I had you on too often, you'd steal my show, though.
Yeah, there's that. And he's super handsome. So we'll have you back. For
so
sure.
Again, it's Ray Solano. His lab in Cedar Park here in the Austin area is PD Labs. And if you're interested in getting a broader approach to your men's health or urologic condition, come see us. If we think that a compounded agent is going to work for you, we'll certainly make sure that you're set in the right direction. Really enjoyed this show. So Donna, why don't you tell people how to get a hold of us?
You can reach us at 512-238-0762 or just email us at armormenshealth@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
The Armor Men's Health Hour will be right back. If you have questions for Dr. Mystery, email him at armormenshealth@gmail.com.